This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Boston College and the city of Newton are at odds after news last week that cases among BC students have spiked. Now, after meeting with BC officials about their testing, isolation, and contact tracing practices, Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller expressed concern about the situation to Newton residents in an email on Saturday night. Could what appears to be an I told you so moment for critics of universities reopening also become a blueprint for successful town and gown relations during the coronavirus? Now, joining us to bring us up to speed on what's happening is WBUR's Max Larkin. Hi there, Max.
Hi, Tiziana.
And before we start, Max, I just want to disclose that I was on faculty at Boston College before coming to Radio Boston. So tell us what the situation is at BC and how big of an outbreak are they dealing with at this point?
Yeah, according to the university's sort of data dashboard about the pandemic, they've got 104 positive cases so far as of this afternoon. Now, I think that seems small, both as a proportion of, you know, thousands and thousands of students, and then it works out to a positive test rate of about 0.4%. Then again, Tiziana, that rate is almost eight times higher than the one at Northeastern and almost 4.5 times higher than the one at BU, sort of comparable institutions. And then I think more worrying than that would be the pace. So 93 of those positive tests came in the last 2 weeks, 67 came in the last week alone. And that's got students worried as well as neighbors and neighboring officials, of course.
So how did the outbreak happen, Max, and has it exposed any fault lines in BC's approach to the virus?
Yeah, I think there are limits to what we can share given the sensitive medical nature. But, you know, campus officials, of whom one will join us soon, said that many of the cases can be traced back to some students watching basketball together without wearing masks. And then the school's swim and dive team and then a suite of eight students appear to have been big hubs of infection. And I guess some students are starting to wonder and argue reasonably, I think, that school officials could have done and could still be doing more to contain this thing.
So, Max, we're going to hear from Boston College's Jack Dunn in just a couple of minutes. Let's focus on the students. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're hearing from them?
Yeah, true to form, some of them have posted their feelings on TikTok, the social media app. One young man shared thoughts from isolation, apparently. It looks like he's at a hotel that the college is using for that purpose. And he says he's a BC student. We can't verify that, but he says he's also chafing a bit during a long quarantine.
I know it costs money, but we've paid you. If you want to say that you care about the students, buy more testing and test us. I want to be safe and healthy and be doing fun stuff with my friends and going to class. You know how awful it's been to just sit here and not go to class? I want to breathe fresh air. I guess I can open that window. They're going to tell that I'm breaking quarantine by exiting the room.
Now, Tiziana, I spoke to a number of students, and they all said that they have seen some infractions of the coronavirus rules, whether it be people standing too close together in dining hall lines or a too large gathering, maybe. But many I spoke to feel like they and their friends are kind of doing all that they can. They're staying in their rooms, they're keeping distance, and they are even reporting roommates or classmates for violations of the rules. So, of course, that's hard to verify. I spoke to Josh Forden. He's a junior at BC. He says his impression is that administrators there aren't doing enough, especially when compared to what he's seen at other area schools.
You know, we get these emails sometimes that are reminding all the students of like the no party policy or the mask policy, which is great. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, BC as an institution hasn't really upheld its end of the bargain here.
And Tiziana, I think there's something to that, maybe. BC is doing about 1,000 surveillance tests a day. By comparison, BU is at 3 or 4 times that on a regular basis. Northeastern can get up to around 7,000 tests on a big day. Now, those are bigger schools, but they did also open dorms a bit more carefully. And as of now, they have markedly lower positivity rates to show for it.
So, Max, before we go to Jack Dunn, I want to talk about the city of Newton for a minute. Community leaders are saying that BC efforts to contain the outbreak might not be enough. On Saturday, Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller released a letter to the community saying she was gravely concerned about transmission at BC. She also asked the college to make several significant changes. Tell us what she's asking for in that letter.
Yeah, it was a striking letter. She wants what many students told me they want, which is quicker testing on a wider basis and then maybe more detailed communication about the results of that testing. She also wants BC administrators to assure the city of Newton that they don't plan on keeping students in isolation in Newton. Right now, they have over 80 students in that isolation summer at that hotel in Brighton. But basically what she's asking for is big, swift action, Tiziana. She said up to and including a reworking of BC's entire plan for this unusual semester we're in.
Okay, and I do want to note that we reached out to Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller, but her office declined for today. Max, I know you're going to stay with us. I do want to turn now. We'll come back to you. Joining us is Jack Dunn. He is Associate Vice President of University Communications and a university spokesman at Boston College. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tiziana.
So, Jack, we just heard about the letter that Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller sent to residents of the city. She sent it Saturday night after meeting with you and others earlier in the day. What's the latest communication between Boston College and Newton?
Well, we're disappointed, quite honestly, that the mayor has attempted to politicize the issue. We don't have good relationships with Mayor Fuller. This goes back to the eminent domain seizure of the property that we own in Newton. But our focus is on Boston College and what works very well for us. And we think we have an excellent plan in place, a plan that prioritizes targeting surveillance testing of individuals identified through contact tracing and on the areas on and off campus where positive cases have occurred. It's a good strategy for us. We can see that if you are focused on targeting high contact areas and using contact tracing to identify students who've tested positive, and you go after their roommates and friends, you are going to have spikes. We had a spike in our caseload last week, but it has decreased every day since. We think we have it well under control, and we're convinced that we can have a successful semester. Max,
so Jack, there's a lot there, and I, before you go on, I'd like to break some of that out if we could. And I want to start with you talking about Ruth Ann Fuller, the mayor of Newton, politicizing this. Why do you say that this is politicization? I mean, one could imagine a mayor of a community would be concerned if there was a residential institution in its city limits that was having a coronavirus outbreak.
Well, as I said, Boston College has had 104 cases since we opened in August. 102 of them involve students. By comparison, Boston University has had 93 cases. And I don't see the mayor of Boston criticizing Boston University. So we're a little bit concerned with some of her rhetoric. We think that it is politicizing an issue that is purely a health issue involving a college in her town. And we're convinced, Tiziana, that we have a good strategy that will enable us to arrest the spread of COVID-19 on our campus.
So, Jack, you know, 67 of those cases did come in a single week.
That, correct.
That right. Is alarming. Was that alarming to you and to the administration at the university?
It was disappointing that the number was that high. It was largely attributable to student gatherings off campus. But again, it's a high number because anytime you have positive case, you use contact tracing at BC to identify roommates who may have been exposed, people with whom these affected individuals spend time, and you bring them in. So invariably, you are going to have a spike. We anticipated that, and yet it has declined every day since. So I think that's the important thing. Our strategy is not like that of Boston University, which is doing massive testing. They will have a lower positivity rate because they're doing massive testing. We are focused on highly targeted surveillance testing of individuals identified through contact tracing. And that will also focus on areas on and off campus where positive tests have occurred. We think that's the best strategy for us.
Jack, why not do a ton of testing? Why not be testing students every 3 days like a Northeastern or a Boston University? I mean, we hear so much from infectious disease experts that, you know, you got to stand up massive testing to stay on top of this thing.
But we believe we are doing massive testing. We did 4,500 tests the first week, 4,500 tests the second week. Our numbers decreased the third week because of Labor Day, and then it increased last week to 3,000. We'll do more than 4,000 this week. So it's not a function of volume. It's a function of targeting individuals who may have been exposed, bringing them in immediately, quarantining them, and isolating them if they're positive. That is our strategy, and we believe it's a strategy that will work well for us here at BC.
So, Jack, the mayor of Newton has made essentially three requests, right? Increase testing, place any additional isolation capacity on campus, and shift contact tracing to the city. Does Boston College intend to meet any of those requests to do any of those things?
So we already have increased testing. As I said, we'll increase testing this week vis-a-vis last week, and we're more than flexible, Tiziana. If we need to increase testing, we will, and we have upon occasion. We do not. She's wrong in her assertion that we are isolating six students in Newton. Our students are isolated in Brighton in a hotel that we leased this year. And we have a university property in Brookline and elsewhere that we can utilize to isolate students. So there are not students isolating in Newton. That is an inaccuracy. And her third point, will we continue to work with Newton? Absolutely, on contact tracing through and the city of Boston through the Contact Tracing Collaborative. We'll continue to work with them. We want to have a good relationship with the mayor, but we also are not going to sit back and let her disseminate misinformation that seems to be political in nature to us.
So how does that relationship get better, Jack?
I hope it can. We're Newton's largest employer. We are one of its biggest benefactors. We've always had a good relationship with the mayors of Newton, Seti Warren, Joe Concannon. We'd like to do that with Mayor Fuller again, but she wrote this letter prior to having the meeting with BC, and that seemed to us to be a bit disingenuous. She's doing what she needs to do for the city. I respect her. I actually like her. I just wish that we can have conversations that aren't politicized. And in this case, this issue seems to have been politicized by the mayor.
Jack, I got to raise some student voices here. Yes. WBUR's Max Larkin reported that students from the Young Democratic Socialists at BC said they raised concerns about testing in August. They CC'd administrators on their email and they didn't hear back. I know you know that a lifeguard spoke anonymously to the Boston Globe, an employee of BC, saying she wasn't notified after members of the swim team tested positive and that she found out about the outbreak in the news. And she had trouble getting tested at school after that. What are your response to these student criticisms about the communication and the responsiveness of the university?
I won't justify the Young Democratic Socialists, just a bad group on campus that really wants to shut the campus down. The student government, elected officials here at UGBC, have a campaign, Keep the Heights Home. And this Young Democratic Socialist group came up with a campaign, Shut the Heights Down. That seems to be their agenda from day one. I'm sorry if any student feels that he or she didn't have their needs met. I welcome their calls. They can reach out to me or anyone at BC. But if you search for anecdotes, as the Globe has, you'll invariably find somebody who's dissatisfied. I have a daughter at BC. I want every student here to have a successful semester. If they are having issues, please reach out to us and we're more than happy to accommodate them.
Jack, a couple of questions left. First, is there anything that BC would do differently if it could go back now? I mean, we're building this plane as we're flying it. Anything the university would do differently if it could go back?
No, I think the reality is, Tiziana, we're in a place where there are a lot of people who do not want institutions to open. And I believe that as an educational institution, we should have made an attempt to open, and I'm glad that we did. We are a school that provides a home for kids who often have nowhere else to go. We are an institution that provides an education for students who are about to make their mark on life and need this degree to do so. We're an education, an institution that employs 3,600 people, a lot of whom are dependent upon those checks to feed their family. So a lot of people would love us to fail, but we think we have a strategy that will enable us to succeed, and we're hoping certainly that that is the case.
All right, and that is Jack Dunn. He is Associate Vice President of University Communications and a university spokesman at Boston College. Jack, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Now, still with us is WBUR's Edify reporter Max Larkin. He was listening there. Welcome back, Max.
Thanks for having me back.
So let me just start with your initial reactions on what we just heard from Jack Dunn at Boston College.
Well, I think it was a very sort of strong and almost ferocious defense of BC's approach to the fall. I wasn't aware of the just how bad the relationship with Mayor Fuller had become in their view. And then you see that, you know, he says it's a spike and it's decreased every day since. you know, if it were BU or Northeastern, we'd have that data. They're sort of aggregating it, breaking it out on a day-to-day basis, and BC's going week by week. So I wasn't aware that it had declined. All we had was that alarming 67 number that you mentioned. So yeah, but clearly they think they're on the right track.
So is it rare? I mean, you referenced the sourness in the relationship between the mayor of Newton and Boston College. Jack Dunn referenced it. Is it rare to see demands like this from a city government to a university like Boston College?
I'd say it's quite rare. I mean, there's the normal town and gown tug of war, as we all know, but then this is a really intense escalation of that. These institutions can be kind of untouchable because they are large employers and they're private, not-for-profit places that happen to have a lot of money. But then again, I think this is an intense situation for both sides. Think about it from the mayor's perspective. You've been working for months to prep for a school year, safely reopen businesses. She's been doing battle with the teachers' unions. And then you have this college that's for now struggling to contain the virus. It would be pretty frustrating, I imagine.
Max, you might have heard that Jack said that the way the mayor of Newton has criticized Boston College, you don't see, he implied Boston Mayor Marty Walsh criticizing Boston University that same way. What do you know of the relationship between Marty Walsh and BU? And have there been tensions there that you're aware of?
I think he's watching it pretty closely, but I think, you know, contra Mayor Fuller's letter, so far he has taken pains to say, I'm not ordering them around. They're part of the community. I'm going to, you know, keep an eye, maybe a close eye on how things are going. But no, nothing like a little, you know, manifesto. It's a pretty striking contrast.
And is this a precursor of what's going to come at other schools? Max, as I said at the very beginning, is this the beginning of an I told you so? Or is, you know, is this growing pains? How would you characterize this?
Well, I think the thing that we have to acknowledge here is that to a certain extent, this is going to be capricious. You know, there are going to be schools that do an excellent job with testing and tracing and disseminating information about the virus, who nonetheless have outbreaks that might make the news and make them look bad and inspire mayors to write them angry letters. And then on the flip side, I think, you know, it's going to touch everywhere. You know, BU and Northeastern have done a terrific job, I think, containing the virus and sharing information, but they do still have positive cases. And we're very, very early in the semester, as you know. So I think we need to be prepared as a community for this to get worse before it gets better. It's just we don't know exactly when and where it's going to get worse.
Max, with this BC story, what are you going to continue to follow there? And what else are you going to be looking for with colleges and universities as these weeks unfold?
Yeah, I think there are going to be ongoing questions about how different people strike this balancing act. You know, if you didn't go the mass testing route, are you going to miss some people who are maybe asymptomatic but are totally bearing and sharing the virus with classmates and staff? I think if you're contact tracing pretty zealously at Harvard, they're using a Wi-Fi technology to do just that. Some people have raised concerns about that being a privacy violation. And then if you have a positive case, do you implicitly kind of shame, let alone discipline that student, knowing that they might very well have got it in a most innocuous way? I think it's not going to look pretty at any institution. And so BC is really just one among a number as of today.
Well, we're going to continue to watch it and hope you'll join us again to talk about it. That's WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Thanks, Max.
Thank you.